Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Ali Rodriguez, proud owner of Vision for Success. I'm a business coach and passionista expert. And today is Wednesday, June the 22nd of 2011. Can you imagine? We're in the middle of the year already. And it's about 5 o'clock sometime. I guess it's happy hour. 5 o'clock in the evening, and I'm really very happy to have all of you in here now, and for those of you who will listen to this recording later, because I'm going to be touching on subjects and topics that are very near and dear to me. One of my passions is working with entrepreneurs and the self-employed. However, I have noticed that there's a lot of transition going on with people, and whether it's the economy, whether their personal choices, no matter what that happens to be, it is happening. And yet, this happened also to be very exciting times that we're all having the good fortune of witnessing. We really are. And I also feel that this is no perfect time than now to start making those changes. So in this call, I'm going to be talking about identifying your strengths and how you're going to do that, about absolutely disregarding your weaknesses, and that may sound counterproductive, but trust me. Then I want to talk about how to harness your passion. You know, sometimes it happens to all of us where we feel that light kind of goes off, or it's like somebody, you know, turns the switch off on us. And that's a no-no. And then how to take action, regardless of what is going on. So I'm really quite focused on the fact that the time has come to make changes. I have no doubt in my mind. A lot of changes are already happening by default. So whether we want them or not, they're happening. So we have to get really strong about in our mind as to what are the things that we really want to do. And it's hard to make decisions when you in your heart don't know yet what are all of the strengths that you have in order to move forward to make this decision. So the first thing is, yeah, changes are coming. And the second thing, some of the changes are by your own volition. You can start making the decisions to implement those changes, and you have to have a very clear mind how to do that. And the third thing is, one of the secrets is identifying your strengths. What are you good at, and how do you do that, right? So I would say the first thing that you need to look at is, what type of a person are you? And by that I mean, think about your personality. Are you a quiet, reserved person? Are you an analytical person? Are you very extrovert and excitable? I should know. So kind of start thinking about, what is your personality type? You know who you are. You've been that particular way for many, many, many moons. So start thinking about, hey, what is my personality? How do I fit in the bigger picture, and how do I relate in the sandbox when I'm playing with others? So some of the strength for those who are deep thinkers is their own thinking. It's just a marvelous strength to have for those who are very analytical. The other thing that they have is they're very thorough. They are picky, and they're just going to, you know, those are the ones that they love just to put things, break them up and then put them together again. And another thing that particular type of personality has is that they're very disciplined. To me, that's more than a strength. I think that's a fabulous virtue. And then we move on. Let's say that you're very outgoing kind of a person. Some of the strength in there you're going to find is that the most extroverts are very supportive of people in their relationships. They're very patient with other people. And they're also, for the most part, can be very diplomatic. And again, those are a wonderful strength. And then they could be the type of personality that they're driven. They're driven to be successful no matter what. Those are the type of people that they don't ask for permission for anything. And by the way, that is a strength. So I want you to think about that. If you are what a person who's driven, whether it's driven by success, money, lifestyles, whatever that happens to be, these kind of folks also have a tremendous sense of independence. They're very independent people. They're also very decisive. Again, what a strength. You know, they don't think about much to make a decision. They just know it and it's done. And the other part to these folks is they're very determined. So, and then we have those who are very, very expressive people, that they go even what I would call far and beyond being extrovert. They are amazing communicators. They know exactly what to say, when to say it, how to say it, and they're just totally amazing communicators. They are highly, highly enthusiastic. They could be down in the dumps, and they recognize it. They know that they're kind of a little bit off keel, and they pick themselves up and, you know, dust it off, and, hey, away we go, because they know there something better is yet to come. So they're kind of driven by enthusiasm, which is a lot. This is very much related to passion, being passionate in your business and really being like, oh, that red hot passion that you feel for things. So these kind of folks that are very expressive, are very enthusiastic, and they know how to build on that kind of strength. Again, more than what describes them, it is a strength. And then they're also very imaginative. They're highly creative, but they just have that kind of imagination that out of the clear blue, they can come up with a couple of words, and out of those words, they can create a kingdom. They just have such an amazing imagination that it's totally, totally, and I know that you're listening to this, and you know that you all know somebody like that, and from all of the different types that I have described, I know some of you are going to say, oh, yeah, if that's not you, that you know somebody like that. And, of course, for every strength, there could be a weakness. But I will touch on it lightly, but that's not where my focus is for this call. Because this call is all about knowing what your strengths are in order for you to make the changes that you want to make. If you know that there are changes coming and they're going to be by default, I feel very strongly that perhaps it's time that you grab a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil and start designing the changes that you want to have. Don't wait till they happen. Start creating a plan. And I would call it, you know, a plan of changes so that you can start seeing very clearly what are the and design them. It's for you. Those changes are very much yours. And you can feel them, you can touch them, you can look at them, and you're going to say, yes, this is for me. And that way you can do what we will be talking about later, which is taking action. Those steps that you're going to look at are going to help you to take the action that you need to make the changes that you need to implement. I'm getting these calls because I feel tremendously compelled that I know that people are ready for these changes. And I am here to be the person that is going to guide you through whatever maze you feel that you happen to be in. And I will help you design it. And I will help you get there to the other side, if you will. And I don't mean on the afterwards. I mean on the other side of the bridge. Sometimes, you know, we do need a bridge. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a drawbridge. And it's nice to know that everything is okay on the other side. And that I just feel extremely passionate about this. Now, I'm going to take a little break in here. Probably I should get some water. If you all feel that I'm talking too fast, please let me know, all right? Because when I get excited, I can go a mile a minute. And I am excited. So any questions so far? Okay. Jema, you still can hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, all right. I know there are other people. I can see a bunch of people here on the line. Donald, perhaps you have a question?
No, I have you muted so you don't hear my dog.
I have the same thing going on.
Oh, you guys have your dogs. Let's not talk about Jema. She has a rooster that once in a while starts singing right in the middle of golf sisterhood. Okay. Well, if no questions, then let me just briefly go to what for some people could be some weaknesses in accordance to their personality trait. And this is the kind of stuff that I'll just touch on it briefly. But I'm passionate about dumping all these freaking weaknesses. But anyways, I do want to mention them. For those who are the analytical type of thinkers that we know, they're thorough, they're disciplined, they're very amazing people. They get a lot done in a very cohesive way. Some of the things that may not work for them, they kind of put aside feelings when they're making decisions, because they may feel uncomfortable in allowing emotions to surface. And that's not so good. You know, you have to be connected to your emotions when you're trying to make decisions. It's important that you feel it, because once you begin to feel it, it just goes so much quicker. Something else that could be working not for them would be the sense of being perfect. You know, I believe in excellence, but not perfection, because we're all human. So if you happen to have that type of personality, or you know somebody who does, or somebody who's very close to you who does, you know that one of their downfalls could be that sense, it's got to be perfect. If it isn't perfect, I don't know, I'm really going to have issues. Well, duh, let it go, because then you could become the issue. This is why it's so important that, you know, recognize your first of all, honor your strength. This is the message here. Honor your strength and disregard your weaknesses. But you can't disregard them unless you know what they are to you. And so, they could have that sense of perfection that, and we've seen them, you know, and they can drive other people crazy too. When it comes to playing in the sandbox with these kids, it can really be tough. So, and the third thing about this type of analytical personality is that they can be too rigid or demanding of themselves and of others, and that kind of does them in, because it's not good to be that demanding. You become too rigid, and then at one given point, just like a rubber band, you're going to break, so you got to stop it. So for those who have the analytical type of personality, you have this wonderful strength of thinking, of being thorough, of being disciplined. All of the stuff that can do you in, like being disattached of feelings from making decisions, having that sense of being perfect or perfection, and being too demanding of themselves and or others, let it go. Disregard it. Dump them, because that's not who you want to be. It's not going to serve your purpose. It's not going to be serving the highest good of anybody, if you want to start thinking in terms of altruism, if you will. We're all in here together, right? So basically, we are here to help each other. So if you become that uptight and that rigid and that, you know, with that sense of being so perfect, let it go. It's not going to help you, it's not going to serve you, and it's not going to serve your highest good either, nor those that are around you. So I say, dump them. And the same thing happens for those that are excitable people, that they're very supportive and patient and diplomatic. They may tend to kind of become doormats. They could start conforming to the wishes of others, and those are the folks that really need to stand in their own power and say, you know what, this is not okay with me. So you have to, in as much as you want to be part of the crowd, and as some people say nowadays, well, the tribe, I'm not too fond of that word, but it just keeps on going around. Be careful, all right? That's something that when you see that it's racing, it's coming up for you, stand in your own power and say, you know, I'm the supportive type, I'm patient, I'm diplomatic, I'm not going to allow that BS to you know, pop up for me. So away you go. One more thing that happens to this particular type of personality is that all of a sudden they don't have time boundaries. They forget that everything should be working with a timeline. And all of a sudden, it's like they kind of, you know, wander, their thoughts wander, and they forget about timelines, and therefore some things don't get done. So it's something for them to watch out. And the last thing is, in as much as they can be diplomatic, all of a sudden they kind of lose their sense of assertiveness. And again, I'm bringing this to the table so you will know some of the things that may be popping up for you the minute they do. In other words, honor your strengths and then let go of your weaknesses. Just dump them. Goodbye. It's over. I don't want you around. Just think of them like a real bad lover. Who needs it? So, really. Now, I talked about the people who are driven. They have a tremendous amount of sense of independence. That's their strength. A sense of being very decisive and being very determined. Some of what may not work for them is that because they're so independent, they just take off on their own, and they may find themselves having issues when they have to be working with other people or they have to be operating with other people. So again, that could become a weakness for these people who are highly driven to succeed. The other thing is they're very decisive, but because they can be jumping to conclusions too quickly, and that may not work for them. In other words, they don't take enough time to consider other perspectives and other alternatives. And as determined as they are, because of that sense of determination, they may become a little bit domineering. And or too focused on I'm going to do it my way or the highway. So again, if that's happening to you or somebody that you know, say, that has to go. So that you begin to transform all of the things that are not good for you, transform them into something else, into something that it can work for you with all of the strengths that you have. And then we have those that are very expressive. The ones that are very good communicators, they are very enthusiastic, they're imaginative. And for those that are very good communicators, all of a sudden you may find them to be talking too much. They are very enthusiastic. They sometimes give the impression that they're coming on too strong. And also with their imagination, because they're so imaginative, that sometimes they tend to dream, and dreaming is wonderful, but sometimes they may tend to be a little unrealistic in their dreams. So that's what they need to give themselves a little attitude adjustment. And this is where I say honing on all of your strengths, honor them, make a list. Some of you that are on the call, I know you have known me for a number of years. I'm big on lists, you know. In fact, you can do a P&L statement, if you will, and then create your asset columns, and then you can create your losses, and then the end result. And make sure that it's all about the strength. That's where your assets are, and that's how you're going to continue to be moving forward so that you can get what you want to get, and this is what's going to help you. Precisely, this is what's going to help you through the changes that you want to make. And then you can start designing those changes. I mean, you just picture yourself that you got this beautiful white canvas, and now you're really designing those beautiful changes that you want to make happen in your life that are going to be affecting your community, your loved ones, your children, and your business partners, and the people that you love, and the people that are in your life. Because none of us are in each other's life by coincidence, believe me. There's a reason why we are into each other's life. Just think about all of the things that are good about you and honor those and then let go of the others. And a better way of letting it go is by saying, okay, this I don't like this about me. I don't want to be domineering. I don't want to... You know, I don't want to be not directed enough. I don't want to be rigid. I don't want to be a perfectionist. You start thinking in those terms so you can start softening who you are, and you can start kind of transforming those things and put them on the plus column, put, you know, they can actually support in a way more of what your strengths are for you to make the changes that you need to make. And yes, I will take a glass of a little shot of water here. And any questions so far? I can't believe that you guys are so quiet. Okay. Well, if there are not any more questions, I will go ahead into, like I said, disregard your weakness. I hope that I have made that very clear, that for every strength that you have, you may have something, you know, an Achilles tendon, if you will. So be very strong about yourself. Be very strong about the things that you want to do. And be very strong about defining and designing the changes that you want to implement. Now I want to talk to you about harnessing your passion. I have a question for all of you who are listening. I just want one person in the call to tell me, what are you passionate about today? And no, silence is not an option. So, just one person.
Okay.
Who's that?
Oh, this is Anastasia. Yeah, I was just mulling over what I might actually be passionate about.
Well, tell me. I couldn't hear your first name. Who am I speaking with?
Anastasia.
Say that again.
Anastasia.
Anastasia. Okay. Of course. No, no. Okay, Anastasia. So tell me, what are you passionate about today?
I'm not quite sure. That's why I haven't actually said so much, because there's a lot of things that I get really excited about.
Uh-huh.
But then when I go into it, I kind of like lose my enthusiasm for it. So
you kind of lose your enthusiasm? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I get interested. Like, a lot of times I find myself like really interested in like nutrition and body work and fitness. But I guess the direction that I'm looking at it from, mm-hmm. I tend to go, you know, no, that doesn't feel right for me. So I kind of lose the enthusiasm that I had for it, and I'm guessing it's probably because I'm looking at it from the perspective of what other people think that it ought to be, rather than like sitting down with the information, sitting down with the ideas of my own, and then keeping my mouth shut, because I have a lot of people who tend to, kind of throw darts and pop my balloons. So.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're kind of a little bit of an extrovert, and all of a sudden, so you may be one of those types of personality that I was talking about, where you're supportive, you're patient, diplomatic, but all of a sudden you may be kind of conforming to the wishes of others?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, I'm actually an introvert, which is kind of funny.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm kind of a mishmash of a lot of those things you were saying. I can be incredibly analytical,
mm-hmm.
and I am extremely independent, but there are areas where, especially if I'm not sure of something, where I will more or less listen to other people, or I'll bounce my idea, you know, people, because I tend to be a little closed mouth, and then I'll start to talk to people because, oh, well, you know, what are you thinking, and then I'll start explaining, you know, kind of sharing, and then they'll start popping my balloons, and I'll go, okay, never mind.
Well, you know what, since we're talking about changes, maybe it's time, the time has come for you to make some changes as to the company you keep.
Yeah.
Because, it is, you know, that old saying, tell me who you're with and I'll tell you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's, boy, I remember my mom telling me when I was a child, and then I found out that that's evidently a very, very common thing for parents to say to their children. But then it took me a while to understand what the hell she meant by it. But it's very true. You know, the company we keep influences a lot of our decisions. And from what you're telling me, and because this call has to do with changes, and are you strong enough to make these changes? And I'm having this call to help you and those of you that will be listening later. It's what are the changes that you want to make, and what needs to happen for you to make them. It's all about helping with the changes. So, you know, I from what I just heard you say, and I'm visualizing your surroundings and the people that you have around you, maybe it's time that you sit quietly by yourself and with yourself, with no one else's, you know, whispering sweet nothings in your ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you will not be influencing your decisions, and start making a list of who are the people that perhaps it's time you let them go.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and they too need to let you go, because they're not going to let you grow. And I don't know you. I don't know how old you are, but I'm getting a sense in here that you're really getting ready to, like a big flower is getting ready to sprout.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be happening for you because other changes need to happen. So I want you to think about the company you keep and what changes you need to be making in order to be in better company. Because this is also another thing, Anastasia, that and I get my professional virtual assistant with me on the line right now, and I talked to her the other day about how important it is that we don't do things alone anymore. I mean, we are in a society where we all need each other, and now more than ever, it's really important that we are with each other. But you know what? To get a lot accomplished, we can't do it by ourselves. But guess what? We can't do it either with the wrong people.
Mm.
So it is crucial that you start designing a plan as to what are the kind of people that you want to have in your life. And then once you do that, start doing a bit of research as to where you can find them. And always look for people that, you know, that are winners, that they know what they want, they know where they're going, you know, they really are well-rounded, intelligent people. You know, I could talk about those forever and ever because I'm constantly looking for those, and it just makes my heart sing when I find them. And I do, simply because I'm already, you know, in my subconscious, I'm out there saying, oh, my God, today I'm going to meet the most amazing person. And, you know, it may not be today, but the following day, out of the clear blue, the most amazing person happens to show up, you know, even if it's in UPS clothes with the most gorgeous legs that you can imagine. So that's what I want you to think about. What are the people that you want to have in your life, and start thinking about transforming those that are no longer serving you. So please bear that in mind. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions?
No, I don't think so. That was really, really helpful. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for being on the line with us today. Okay, any other questions from anybody else? Well, I'm on a roll with this one. Okay, well, this is very good. I want to talk to you now about passion, because you got to harness your passion. It's really difficult to make changes, especially when, like I said at the beginning of the call, some of them are going to come to you, and they're coming at you fast and furious. I don't know if anybody has noticed how quickly this year is going. And I remember in January to February, I got so much done that it was just unbelievable. It seems like everything is going very fast, but it also, we're getting a lot more done than we used to. And here we are, June 22nd of 2011, and, you know, a lot of things are happening very quickly. And what I want you to think about today is start designing those changes that you know you want to have in your life. And only you know what those changes are. We just identified some of Anastasia's changes that she needs to implement. But I tell you something, it's hard to implement changes or even design them when the light of your passion to be who you are, to do what you do, and to have what you want is kind of dimming. And you know what? The darnest of things sometimes happen is sometimes all it takes is one person to come into your life and turn the freaking switch off on you. And you say, wait a minute, what happened here? I was so enthusiastic. I was so passionate about doing this. And all of a sudden, what happened? I mean, somebody turned the light off on me. Well, and that's not all right. And the thing of it is that you really have to. Passion is what allows you to pursue your dreams. Passion allows you to really identify your lifestyle. And by the way, in business, always create a business around your lifestyle and not your lifestyle around the business. Because otherwise you're going to be trading time for money, and you don't want to do that. It doesn't serve your greatest good, believe me. But again, getting back to passion, it helps you pursue your big dreams. It helps you move forward with that dream of yours. You know, when you're passionate about something, like Confucius used to say, you don't have to work a day in your life. And that was 5,000 years ago, so he must have known something of what he was talking about regarding passion. And the other thing, it also allows you to reach your goals. When you're passionate about something, you know, I have this little mantra. It's like a tagline, but I use it a lot in my daily dealings, that life is not about who's going to let me, but who in the hell's going to stop me. It ain't going to happen. So I get very, and that gets me, it gives me a lot of self-confidence. I feel like, you know, bring it on, because I'm ready. And that's, it only takes for me those little words. And I'm on fire, really, regardless of the time of day or night or what's going on. And then I want you to think about, okay, sometimes, you know, that passion has been turned off. And you may have been knocked down a couple of times. There may have been a couple of failures, or at least you think they're failures in your life, where the business didn't go so good, or the money didn't come when it was supposed to come, or relationships, marriages, and you know, have fallen apart, or there was the loss of a loved one. You know, those are life-altering experiences. And you don't feel so warm and fuzzy when that's happening. So what do you do, you know, when you get knocked down like that to rekindle that kind of passion, regardless of how many times you have been knocked down? Well, you know what? I tell you, aside from picking yourself up and said, it's not about who's going to let me, but who's going to stop me, I want you to think about getting a mentor, somebody that can guide you, somebody that can listen to you, and with absolutely no judgment whatsoever, and they can help you, and they can help you quicker, rather, in other words, sooner rather than later. I'm a big believer on mentors and coaches. I have them myself, because I don't know where I would have been without them, I tell you. And you also begin to build a tremendous amount of trust in with those people, and they will direct you, and then that light gets rekindled again. Because passion is one of the most important things that you could ever have in your life. And that, by the way, it really helps you with all of your strength. Because with your passion, that's all you're going to be looking at, how good you are with everything else. You're not even going to think about what are you not good at. You're going to be focused on your talents, on your strength. So, you know, that's one thing. The other thing is look for people, like I said before, that are winners, that these people have been successful at something. They're transparent. They're authentic, by the way. I am not a fan of the word guru, because I think it's just been really trashed too much. I am a fan of people who show up with integrity. I am a fan of people that show respect for themselves as well as for others. And so that's what I said to you when I said look for winners. Winners not necessarily have to be the ones with millions of dollars in the bank account and with the fancy yachts and the cars and all that kind of stuff. I mean, winners can be people that can really contribute to society in a very meaningful way. You know, I think of Habitat for Humanity, for example. What those folks do is amazing. And just to mention one, but to just think about global organizations that are doing so much for others. So that's, you know, you can join any cause that you want, and you're going to be rubbing elbows with people that are really quality people. So look for winners. The other thing is be very mindful of your internal dialogue, of what is that your mind is telling you about you. You know, we get a lot of what other people are telling us about us. But now, and that you can tune out, all right? But now, focus on What are you saying to yourself about yourself? So be sure that that internal dialogue is also in alignment with your external dialogue. In other words, that what you think and what you say is all in alignment and in balance with your actions. And you will actually see a lot of that when you deal with people that are winners, that they're just winning in life. They're authentic, they're in integrity, and they're honest. So just give yourself a check or a reality check as to what are you saying to you that perhaps you should not be saying, because remember, the subconscious doesn't know any different. You talk about something, it believes that it has no reason not to. And so I don't want you to be having a dialogue with yourself that is not it's not serving you to become a better version of yourself. You know, I think it's important that we all strive to be a little better every day than we were yesterday, even if it's just by a little centimeter, a little tiny little thing that we can do every day. It doesn't have to be spectacular. It doesn't have to be, you know, extraordinary. It just has to be one teeny tiny little thing that we will do today to be better than we were yesterday. And that's also part of being a winner. I mean, it really is. It just puts you in a different category. So I would say that to rekindle that kind of passion that sometimes the light gets turned off, start thinking about getting a mentor, surround yourself with people that are successful, and they have successful thinking, mentality, mindsets. And check your internal dialogue and make sure that you're in alignment. Sometimes we go out of alignment, just like, and even with our bodies, we go see a chiropractor. So it can happen to our souls as well, where you know, we are just out of alignment, and you need to give yourself an attitude adjustment. It's all that simple. So, and when you feel that all the forces are conspiring against you, please get that thought out of your mind, because it's a perception, it's not a reality, and it's not the truth. Because if all the forces were conspiring against you, you would not be here. So when you start feeling like a lot of pressure like that, say, no, I don't want you, I detest you, I let you go, there's the door. And get those kind of thoughts and those kind of feelings to be transformed into thoughts that make you feel better about whatever is going on. Just start thinking, okay, what is good about this situation? How can I become a better person because of what I'm learning? Always ask yourself, what am I learning? Because that's another thing. Nothing happens, in my opinion, by chance. So there's always an opportunity to learn something from it. So start looking at the juicy side of the street. I mean, of all the things that are happening, what is so juicy about this that really gets that passion back going again for you and with you? And I'm telling you, your life begins to transform. And it could be very slowly, or all of a sudden it could be like an overnight kind of a thing that you're going to say, oh my God, how did this happen? You know? So you might be even in awe of yourself. And that is so cool, because I feel so strongly that all of you, each and every one of you, are awesome, are absolutely awesome. So I want you to think of that, all right? I'm going to take questions now before I go to my last topic. And this is unbelievable how quickly this is going. And, okay, so questions. I see we got actually more people that have joined since this conversation had going. Oh, how cool. I see we got somebody here from Toronto. Welcome, Toronto. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, and what's your first name?
Dale.
Dale, hi, Dale. I'm so happy that you're on the line here with us. Yes. How is all this landing with you?
I'm just soaking it all in.
My goodness. And so far, what resonated with you? What rang one of your bells?
Well, I just like everything I'm hearing, so there's nothing in particular. I just like it all.
All right, very good. So far, so good. Everything is making sense. Thank you so much, Dale. I'm going to share with you about six or seven tips that is really going to help you with with your passion. I think that passion is so important for all of us. To live with that passion is actually, it's a shame. Don't do it. You got it. You can always get it back, even if you think that the light has been turned off on you. So I created a couple of bullet points before I got to this call, so I'll just share them with you. And no, they're not on the invitation you received. I was just thinking, gosh, you know, I want everybody to be on fire, really, that fire in their bellies. And so this is what I want you to think about, all right, regarding harnessing your passion. First, think of the lives well lived. You know, think of some of the people that are around you that you can say, gosh, you know, that person really is having a healthy life. You know, I have an aunt, actually, she's like a great aunt, who just passed away a couple of weeks ago at the age of 101. She made it to 101st birthday, which was May 8th. She celebrated in grand style. And a week after that, she just decided it was time to go. And it was a decision. She was not ill. There wasn't anything. She just gathered a few people, including her daughter, and she said, you know, I want to bless you all. I'm very happy. I can't wait to go where I'm going, and I just want you to tell me whatever you want to tell me, and then I will bless you, and I'm saying goodbye. And nobody was really getting the fact that, you know, they thought, oh, okay, come on, stop it, you know, and there was no stopping. She was done. And that's exactly what she did. She gave hugs and kisses and blessed everybody that was in the room, and she told everybody how happy every one of them has made her, that she has been so rich to have had them in her life, that she hoped she did something for them as well. And with much love, I understand this, of course, I'm getting this information from her daughter, but I understand that she just blessed. She actually made the sign of the cross to everybody that was in the room, gave a big smile, laid back, and she just expired right there and then. That's a life well lived. You know, I'm still so touched about her, and I adored her. And it's just one of the stories that you said, goodness gracious. So look around you, the people that you know are living a life well lived, that you can look up to them and say, wow. And then mirror the actions of those that you already admire and that whose successes you would like to emulate. Because there's nothing wrong with, you know, imitating somebody who's already been so successful. I mean, look at Oprah Winfrey, for example. My God, you know, what a legacy that woman is leaving behind. It's amazing. So mirror the action of those, all right? The second thing is allow the passion for who you are. Show up in all of what you do. This is so important. Whether you are in business or whether you're a mom or whether you are a sibling or whether you're a son or daughter, whatever part you happen to be doing at any given time, the most important thing that you have is you. So allow the passion for who you are. Show up in everything you do, please. The third thing is create building business blocks that have the mindset of a win, win, win. In other words, you win, your clients win, and your clients' clients win. Let it be a trifecta, a triple play. That is very important, and it really, it helps you with your mindset. It softens some of the feelings that you may have, because all of a sudden you see that what you do is not only important and significant, but it helps so many people. It just has such a tremendous effect that it you know, it's got to blow your mind when you think about it. So, and always remember that it's all about your client. It's all about them, all right? The fourth thing is, I love this. I'm big into designing stuff, like I was talking before about designing your changes that you want to implement. This is about designing a life plan. And And again, you know, lifestyle, whether it has to do with how much more time you want to spend with your family or how many travels you want to do or whether you want to create a leadership academy in Timbuktu, I don't care where, or whether you want to start a missionary service in Africa, whatever that is in your heart, that song that you have in your heart, design a life plan around you to inspire you to stay the course of your natural passions. Because, you know, my passion would probably be very different from your passion. We all have our own natural stuff, and I call them strengths. And you see, that's why I was talking about strengths before. So whatever those natural talents and strengths are for you is also your natural passion. So design a life plan to inspire you to stay the course of your natural passions. Then, as I said a little while ago, surround yourself with winners. As you really are the sum, this is what I understand, that we're all the sum of the five people we spend most of our time with. And, yes, they will impact our bottom line. So think about, you know, who are the people that you have in your life that they can absolutely make a positive impact. And, of course, make sure you get a mentor. The other thing that I want you to think about is strategize your visibility and marketing plans so that you can always be ahead of the curve, and that way you can stand out above the rest. I know I'm mixing a few things in here, but you know what? It is your passion that if you decide to go in business or be in business or get out of the business you're in and make changes in careers, professions, and even businesses, you have to think, you really have to have a very clear mind as to which way you want to go. And creating a visibility strategy and a marketing plan, you can't go wrong. So that is one way that you, that's one thing that you want to do so that you can stand out above the rest. And you, I want you to be very clear about that. And I can help you with that. And the other thing I want you to think about is something that usually you wouldn't think of, which is what else can you be doing next that you haven't done yet? Ask yourself that question once in a while, you know, at least twice a week. Wait a minute. Let's see. What is it that, what else can you be doing next that you haven't done yet? Think about that one. And last but not least, keep a forward-thinking mentality. Folks, we're here to stay, and we have our present. We have it right here, right now. However, always keep that forward-thinking mentality of how else you can be the one to be of continued service to your clients so that they can be coming back to you for more and more and more. So when you keep that forward-thinking mentality, you're going to have a lot of money in the bank. And again, you're going to have the lifestyle of your dreams. And these tips that I just gave you, they're going to help you in your process of making changes, identifying your strengths, disregarding your weaknesses, harnessing your passion, and ultimately take action towards that you want to do. You have that song in your heart, you have that dream, and it's time to take action. And through doing these things, especially when you keep a forward-thinking mentality, you're going to say, okay, so this is what I need to do. You know, once you know that you need to make changes, you already made a plan to make changes. Now you need to make a business plan. You need to have your marketing plan. You have to have a personal life plan, by the way, because you want to build your business around your lifestyle, not the other way around. And what actions do you need to take in order for you to attain what you want to attain? So that roadmap becomes much clearer, much easier, and you can actually take off and go flying. It's really a very amazing thing. And part of this call, because I'm also very excited about my own future and the future of the people that will be in my life, and I will reveal more of it when we meet here, same time, same place, but I have something awesome cooking for you, and I will tell you then. I want to just take I can't believe almost an hour have gone by already. I want to ask if you have any more questions of some of these tips that I have shared with you. If you have any questions, by the way, about harnessing your passion or what actions you should you take, is there anybody in the call? I get a sense that there is somebody in the call that has a question about a decision he or she wants to make and not sure how to do it. So I will answer your questions. This is the time to do it. Take advantage of me. Go ahead. Any questions about strategizing your visibility and marketing plans? I'll ask you this. Are you happy with the people that you have in your life? Yes or no?
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Would you like to add more people like that to your life?
Oh, sure.
Ah, all right. And what would they look like?
Successful, passionate people.
There you go. There you go. How about you, Donald?
Well, I think there's two kinds of people. One, I'm looking obviously for folks that are passionate about the same things I am, but I'm also looking for people that I can help lift them into the passions that they may not even know they have yet.
Mm.
So both, if you will, both directions.
Mhm. Well, there you go. The win-win-win. The strategy. Beautiful. Beautifully said. Thank you, Donald. Anastasia, you wanted to put your 2 cents in? She may have already hung up. Anastasia, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry, I had you on mute.
Okay, well, now that you have unmuted yourself, because we're wrapping up the call now, and like mm-hmm. I said before, we're going to have some more exciting things happening next Wednesday, but anything that you would like to say, more people in your life, what kind of people, what do they look like, who do you want to serve, who do you want to help, who do you want that you would want them to help you?
I envision myself serving are really vibrant people who are really interested in, well, because I tend to focus on health and nutrition and such, interested in being healthy and taking control of their own life, even just like the mental as well as the physical, because you can be as physically healthy as you want, but if your mindset's gone to pot, you know, that's not healthy. So those are the kind of people that I'm interested in attracting, not only just to help, but also maybe to help me, because we can always use a little bit of, you know, a little uplift, and because, you know, I can't be the battery for the whole world. So maybe by me helping other people that are, you know, the kind of people that I just mentioned, you know, vibrant, vital, interested in taking control of their health and their life, me helping them, they can help me, and then we'll all attract somebody, you know, other people who are, you know, maybe a little bit further up the road, and then we can kind of all help each other and feed on each other and, you know, kind of propagate that out into the world so that more people benefit.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that, because that is profound, and that is, you know, you kind of my little nail on the head, because I have such passion for serving others as well, in a big way. So to hear you say that, it's very endearing. So thank you so much for sharing that. And this will be, if any one of you don't have any other questions, we'll wrap it up in here. And I think I'm going to give Dale another opportunity. Dale, if there's something you want to say, I guess Star 6 will unmute you. Is that right, Jaima?
Hang on. Yes, Star 6.
Yeah. Dale, if you want to unmute yourself, Star 6 will unmute you.
Would you like me to mute?
No, unmute. I was just going to say, if you have one more thing to send us home.
No, not really. I've just been listening, and I find this fascinating, and it's been really nice, and I thank you.
I love hearing that. Well, thank you for being on the call, Donald, Anastasia, J-Man. I know there are a couple more people here, but I don't see, you know, I don't know. They're not showing their names. But I love that you have spent this hour with me this afternoon. Thank you so much. We'll meet again next time, same channel, next Wednesday, 5 o'clock, and you will be getting your invitations. And you, all of those who have registered for this call, even those who can make it, will be receiving the recording of the call tomorrow, sometime tomorrow. All right. Thank you, everybody, and until we meet again, my love to all. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Ali.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Jayma?
Yep.
Okay, I think everybody else is gone.
Oh, that other person is still on there.
Okay. Not anymore, right?
Nope. Looks like they're gone.
No, I just dropped the call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because she never said anything, and she, or he. It's a local number. Wasn't that a 386 area code?
Yeah, it was a 386 area code.
Yeah, so that means it's from this area of Daytona or Ormond. I didn't recognize the number, but anyways, I thought it was interesting that he or she never said anything.
Yeah.
This was a lovely call. Very nice.
Stop recording.
Yes. Well, folks, this is what happens when you're live. Thank you, everybody, for being on this call, and until next time.